halftime now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Well, not too bad, I suppose. Yeah. A lot of times, folks, you know, if they have warm, fuzzy thoughts, they're thinking maybe their toes in the water.
Yeah.
Not so much these days. No. Toes in the water means something completely different here after the last several days. Some folks more so than others.
Yeah.
It's not been a lot of
standing water.
Yeah. It's not been a lot of fun. Yeah, you don't have to travel to some exotic place to dip your toes in the water these days. 60 degrees outside and really no rain in the forecast for the next several hours, too, which is kind of nice for a change.
Yeah. We might get a day's break here.
You take your victories as you can. If we can get from now until noon without rain, hooray us. Yeah. Then we'll kind of go from there after that. But we'll kind of see how it goes. We'll update all that stuff here in a bit. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning as we get this segment started today. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. I have 3 used electric ranges. Got an older used chest freezer, 20 cubic foot. Works good. $85 a bat. Got in a 27-inch built-in oven. Works okay. $50 will buy that. Got 5 used refrigerators. Got your used natural gas direct vent water heater. Several used gas clothes dryers. Do have 1 used electric dryer. And 3 used built-in dishwashers. All been through the shop and ready to go. Dehumidifiers in stock. These are new 30, 50, and 70-pint models. Also have room air conditioners. Several sizes to choose from. Water heaters, gas, and electric, they're made in the United States. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of that service later if it's needed. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Maytag, and GE. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, we talked so long this spring and early part of, well, I guess we're not technically into summer yet, but this part of the year about how we've kind of been somewhat fortunate with regard to the rainfall. Those who've been trying to plant might disagree with that, but it seems like the rains have come rather frequently, but we hadn't had those huge amounts all at once like they have in several areas in Missouri, and Nebraska has been hit pretty hard with some of those in the early part of the summer season, but that kind of all changed here in the last week or so, week and a half, and all of a sudden we saw some pretty good rains, and you know that's kind of changed things with regard to some of the rivers and creeks and streams around the region here today. Even yesterday, although I don't believe the troublesome creek ever got out of its banks here, it did back up, and you know the Little League diamonds across the street there, as always, got the worst of it. Mm-hmm. The folks with the Little League organization were out scrambling yesterday to get some volunteers to try to move as many things as they could to the upper level of the concession complex there just to keep everything safe. And, you know, it's just one of the tough things about being located where they are. You know, even on a day like that where the creek doesn't necessarily overtop its banks, it backs up through the tile line. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got their drainage tiled out into the creek, and so it doesn't actually have to get all the way to bank full for it to start spilling back in. It just backs up through that tile line and then starts kind of backfilling it. Mm-hmm. That's the downside. Now, of course, it did largely disappear rather quickly then, too, because if you notice this morning, it's nowhere near what it was yesterday, but there's still plenty of water sitting around. And, of course, the damage is done. Makes for quite a mess and moves some stuff around, and it just, well, you know what happens after you get river or stream water backed up on land. You get all that silt deposit and whatever else. Everything's just kind of mucky.
Yeah.
It's just not very nice. So that'll have to be dealt with again. I guess on the good side, they are pretty good at it. They've gotten some practice.
Yeah, they're used to it.
It's just kind of the way things go, but you know, that was just one small example there, too. But, you know, there are some other examples in other places, too. We saw Sunday afternoon some just street flooding just because it came down so hard, so fast in such a short period of time that the intakes just couldn't handle a lot of that. So it caused some issues, too. I was looking at some of the flood statements this morning and some of the weather announcements from the Weather Service this morning with regard to, you know, what should happen here in the next few days. You know, you look outside this morning, it looks like, oh, you know, that's a different kind of looking day. A little sunshine this morning. Looks like it could be decent. And that actually is the forecast today, too. It should be decent, but not for very long. There's a chance of rain again in the overnight hours and the next few days. And it just seems like there's just constantly at least a small chance of rain over the next week or so. So, you know, everything's kind of still on edge there. But looking at some of the statements as far as some of the waterways go here around southwest Iowa, of course, the Nishnabotna River is one that folks keep a pretty good eye on. It can be temperamental in different places when we have some issues. Not necessarily so much here in our immediate area, here in the Atlantic area, but in some places, like, for example, the East Nishnabotna River, the East Fork at Red Oak, as of this morning, early this morning, the flood stage at 6:15 this morning was at 17.9 feet, and flood stage is 18 feet. So it actually is receding a little bit. It's now below flood stage just by a tenth of an inch, or a tenth of a foot, but they are forecasting minor flooding again. And at 18 feet, once they get to flood stage, some of the rural lowlands begin to flood along the east bank, and of course, then it kind of goes from there. Also at Riverton, the West Nishnabotna at 5:30 this morning, flood stage there is 21.5 feet, and the river was at 23.7 feet. So that's 2.2 feet above flood stage. So, you know, they're already starting to see the issues there. They said at 24 feet, once it gets to that point, then the river is at bank full, and the floodwaters begin to spread throughout the floodplain there, too. Also at Riverton, the East Nishnabotna River at 4:45 this morning, flood stage is 23.5 feet, and the stage this morning was 23.8, so it's about 3/10 of a foot above flood stage. And they say at 23.5 feet, they start to get lowland flooding, so they're seeing some of that in that area. And also, if you're talking about the Nishnabotna River, of course you need to talk about Hamburg, where the two forks come together, nestled right there near Hamburg. That seems to be the place where they really see the effects of a lot of heavy rain and a lot of that coming downstream. But at 6:15 this morning, the stage was at 25.1 feet, 25 feet even is flood stage. So they're just a shade above flood stage, and minor flooding was occurring, and minor flooding is also forecast to continue. And they said the river is expected to continue rising. They expect it to crest as of now by early tomorrow morning at about 25.6 feet. So it'll be a little more than half a foot above flood stage. And then they expect the river to fall below flood stage from there. Now, of course, that's all subject to things staying the way they are and not getting any more rainfall of any kind, or at least of any impact around the area. Also, tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, they said as far as the Nishnabotna River goes near Hamburg, they were expecting more extensive lowland flooding as the parking lot near the gauge begins to experience some flooding. And they said, in addition, some local farm levees could be overtopped with floodwaters there as well. I guess those folks that live in that area, I hate to say this, but they're probably kind of used to that anymore. And they've done as much as they can in some cases, but they'll have to be wary of some of those conditions. Now, the hazardous weather outlook from the National Weather Service for southwest Iowa and southeast Nebraska is calling for flooding continuing along several area rivers in southwest Iowa and southeast Nebraska for today and tonight. And then the next several days, Wednesday through Monday, they're calling for strong thunderstorms possible on Wednesday into Wednesday night as they expect the next front to settle into the region. And then additional thunderstorms will be possible Friday through Sunday. So not a lot of relief. Little pockets of relief here and there. And then they expect the flooding to continue in parts of southwest Iowa and southeast Nebraska actually through Wednesday. So there's more opportunity for folks to keep their eyes on the skies and on the creeks and streams and things around the area as well. You know, if you see anything unusual out there as well, if you happen to notice any of the activity getting to be more than what you'd want to see in your areas, and folks that live in those immediate areas, they know that turf a lot better than the rest of us. You know, feel free to give us a call and give us an update on some of those, too, so we can share some of those stories with folks, too, so they don't drive into anything that's nasty or run into anything that's more than they want to see. You know, it's not just the rain that falls in your backyard. It's the rain that falls upstream in somebody else's backyard. There's really no room for anything to soak in at this point. everything's pretty well wet, and every rainfall we get from here on out until we start to get some substantial drying is going to create quite a bit of runoff, which means it's going to go straight into those creeks and streams, so they tend to stay fairly high, and we'll see how that plays out. But we'll keep our eyes on it here for the next several days, and you do the same in your backyard, and we'll let you know what we find out. You let us know what you find out, and we'll all get through all this together. And hopefully it doesn't get any worse than it is.
Yeah,
It's not been awful yet, but we don't need to get it there either.
We
can stop right now, please. That would be just fine.
The only happy individuals right now are the mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, they're spraying for those. It's hard to keep up with that, though, isn't it? I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock. Good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Built-in and convertible, portable. Very good selection of models. Freezers, chest and upright from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot. And most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Good selections of washers and dryers, top load and front load. Maytag, Whirlpool, Aman, and LG. Tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a full 3-year parts, labor, and home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer motor has 5 years on it, and the transmission of the washer 15 years. Some of the new models, they've extended that warranty from 3 to 5 years. And, of course, we do have some of those in stock. Stop and see us at W&S Pots On and try to do it today. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, if you've lived in the area for any length of time, you've probably experienced in some way, shape, or form some of that flooding. Well, we've seen it at different times. So hopefully we'll not get any worse than we are here at this particular time. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. And God bless America.